Central New Yorkers are more confident about their immediate financial well-being than at any time in years, according to the Siena poll released Thursday. Siena Research Institute founding director Doug Lundstrom.
These are quarterly figures, so we're talking about April, May, and June figures. And it was a solid quarter for consumer confidence. Things were generally up all over the place. Out of the 9 regions we measure, 8 of them are up, and as we just talked about, Utica led the way, is up 7.6. Now, that's the good news for Utica. The bad news is they're still next to last, so you can see how low they were before. But they were clear across the board. The index has a current component and a future component, and Utica was first, the biggest gain in overall confidence. It was second in current confidence, and it was first in future confidence. So Utica had a good quarter.
The New York City region had the highest overall consumer confidence of the 9, while the Binghamton region ranked lowest. Lundstrom says Albany is doing well.
We don't really boom, we don't really bust here, because we have, basically, our economy here in Albany has 3 major components. Government, and it's not just state government, but all the local governments as well. So you got government, you got the colleges and universities, and you have the healthcare industry. Those are about 50% of our economy in this region, and they remain pretty stable. So Albany's doing all right as well. Albany was up, which now in 3rd place out of the 9 regions. New York City is still number 1, but Syracuse is number 2, and Albany is number 3 in overall confidence. We're also number 3 in current confidence, and we're actually number 2 in future confidence.
The Siena survey found that statewide, consumers don't feel as positive about the future, likely due to continued concerns about the job market. Dan Moran with Next Active Colony monitors jobs, and while he sees the rising tide of consumer confidence news in Utica as a good sign, he's pleasantly surprised by a rise in job postings across New York State.
We had a very interesting past week where we saw job postings. And then time of the year when normally we see job postings begin to go down a little bit, and that's after a major holiday or during a major holiday, in the capital region, we saw that break the trend and actually increase.
Moran notes that job postings nationally dropped sharply during the same period. He adds that the capital region continues to outpace Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, all larger markets with more employers and population. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.